My name's Odell Hill. I joined Bob and the wonderful folks at Barron about a year and a half ago. This is actually my second AMS, so I'm happy to be here. We are, and will continue to be, the total solution provider for you for weather products. Bob's been around for 22 years, and the focus of the company has always been and will continue to be advancing the science of what we do. For those of you who sat through Bob Dreisworth's presentation yesterday on DuoPol, I think you can see the steps forward we're taking with DuoPol products is pretty impressive. Our guys are really working hard to find ways to make the technology and the science of what DuoPol brings you a usable tool and a usable function for you. I bring to our organization a focus on the customer. I spent 29 years at Media General as head of engineering operations. The technology side of Media General's 20 broadcast stations, and so my focus was trying to make sure that those stations stayed up and running all the time. And I can tell you, when we had something like Isaac out churning in the way, it was fun to watch news directors get real excited and meteorologists get real concerned, and everybody bring a focus, and it was clearly evident the importance of the technology for what we do. At the risk of taking a pause, we got several folks coming back out of existence at the hall behind you, so we're letting them come in. But again, we want you to know that we're here to support you and support your efforts. Our team is clearly focused on customer support, focused on understanding what your needs are and being there when you need us anytime, all the time, 24/7, 365. When you pick up the phone and call us, you'll get an answer of somebody who's ready, prepared, and capable of helping you. Our technology has continued to advance in areas outside of DuoPol. We've launched new social media products. We've got apps. We've got all of the tools that you need to be interactive, and we've also advanced the art of our technology. If you stop by and see some of the beautiful, unbelievable graphics that we have in our Omni system, I think you'll be very impressed. So we're proud to be here, proud to be part of AMS, proud to be a part of this community. I think you all know the contributions that Mr. Barron has made over the years, and I'm honored to be a part of that team, and really proud of the team that I work with. So we will be here. We're the same folks we've always been, and we will continue to be your total solution provider when it comes to weather. And thank you. That's my comments.
Thanks, Odell. Next up is Bruce Jones with Midland Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in. My name is Bruce Jones. I'm a meteorologist with Midland Radio, and I work with Bruce Thomas, and we're the Bruces from Midland. I met Bruce when I was on the air at Channel 9 in Kansas City, and he was across the street at Channel 5, and my middle name happens to be Thomas, so I threatened to sue him. Being Bruce Thomas and being on the air in the same market I was in first, but Bruce and I have worked together now at Midland for 5 years. There's the man right there. Come on up here, Thomas, because I just was slamming on you, so you might as well. I was telling him we started on the air in Kansas City together, and we'll have to share this.
Go ahead.
Another one? Okay. I went on to be the chief meteorologist in Topeka, and while I was in Topeka, Bruce came over and had an idea for how we could promote more widespread use of the NOAA Weather Radio Network. And being in Kansas in a very weather competitive market, I wanted to kind of cement my image in the viewer's mind as the person who knew the most about severe weather, did the most about severe weather, and did the most to protect you and my viewers. And so I encouraged everybody to have a NOAA weather radio. And I used to go on the air and I'd say, I'm not stopping talking about NOAA weather radio until every home in Kansas has one. Because there are laws requiring you to have a smoke detector in your home. There's no law requiring you to have a storm detector, but every home should have one. So Bruce and I started working on a campaign that he came up with. And where does that campaign stand now, Mr. T?
Well, 8 years ago, I came to New Orleans at the AMS meeting, and 2004, and many of you were at that meeting, we handed out 220 free Midland WR100 weather radios. At the time, I did not work for Midland. I just did it because I went to them. Their headquarters were in Kansas City. And from that, we built this into putting a weather radio in every school in the United States and Canada now. We've put millions and millions and millions of weather radios in the homes with the help of all of you telling people about NOAA Weather Radio. And we have a lot of people out there that don't know what this network can do for them or what it's all about. But having a NOAA Weather Radio in your home, it costs $30. And I know there's all kinds of smart devices out there and things that we all like to enjoy as meteorologists and different apps and communication devices, but this is a legacy system. This is the only way a forecaster at the Weather Service can reach right into someone's home in less than 30 seconds from their mind to they type a warning to they hit send to someone's bedstand in less than 30 seconds. And I think the April 27, 2011 tornado outbreak in America should wake this all up, because you know it was basically a repeat of the 74 outbreak. Again, these things happen. And that's why many of us studied meteorology and got into this, because of severe weather and protecting people. So reaching out to all of you to help promote NOAA Weather Radio has been a tremendous honor the last 8 years. Many of you have done just amazing work promoting this to your viewers, going out to events, programming weather radios. And we know technology is changing. The SAME weather radio is still the staple, but there will be a time in not too distant future where there's a GPS inside a weather radio. And a weather radio will be a smart device that knows where it is and will self-activate. It's still a few years away, and there will be a growing step from many of you that remember before SAME, a weather radio warned for 6 or 7 counties, and that's as good as it could do. And now it warns down to a county level, or even down to sub-county levels. And Bruce, you've done a lot of research on that.
Yeah, you know, the first digit of an SAME code right now is a 0. But that first digit was designed to be used to break up a county into 9 sectors. So in larger counties like Pima County, Arizona, they can divide that county up into 3 or 4 parts. Rapid City, South Dakota is in Pennington County, and 1/3 of Pennington County is in the Black Hills, 1/3 is the city of Rapid City, and 1/3 is Grassland Prairie. So they actually have, 3 microclimates right there. Pennington County is broken up into thirds with that SAME code, using that first digit to break it up so it can be even more location specific. The other interesting thing that can be done with NOAA weather radios with tsunami warnings. And for those who live in a county with coastline on the Pacific coast or American Samoa or Hawaii, you could use that first digit to designate that you're below 100 feet above sea level. And so then a weather radio would go off for a tsunami warning only for you because you're within 100 feet of the sea level. So there are various uses for that first digit that have yet to be fully realized by the National Weather Service and the public. And that's step one. And then, as Bruce said, step two is going to be the GPS-enabled NOAA weather radio. It's going to know whether or not it's inside that polygon and will only go off if it's inside the polygon.
I just spent last week at the AMS summer community meeting in Norman. There were a few of you from this meeting there, and that's a meeting every year where the government gets together and with selected people invited, partners with the National Weather Service and the AMS, and we discuss where things are going technologically. We all give talks, work on panels where people can ask questions and try to move things forward.
And those are the things that came out of that meeting last week. And the NSSL is doing a lot of research right now on polygons. And polygons are going to be changing, folks. Things that you've never thought about in polygons, moving polygons that are not polygons at all. They look like flames, and they're set into motion with a storm, and then a computer will actually map out this polygon, and it will move every minute. A new polygon will be drawn. This is what they're working on in Norman right now. Now, what we have to do is figure out how to make warning devices that will warn people in 15 minutes, in 10 minutes, in 5 minutes, this storm will be at your house. That's the state of the art right now in our warning system. And then you've got a lot of new technology with your smartphones being enabled. Remember that a smartphone costs $500 to $600. Then you have a service that goes with that. So you may spend $1,000 a year to have a smartphone. And we want you to. And we want you to have apps. I love RadarScope. I use it all the time. I love having that in my pocket. As a meteorologist, I can go storm chasing in Kansas and I know where my car is versus where the hook is. But having a desktop NOAA weather radio in your home for less than $30 is that safety net for families and businesses, so you don't have to worry about the weather. You know what's coming because this device wakes itself up and self-activates. But that's where the technology is going, and there's several people working first on breaking the counties down. There are 6 WFO offices now, weather forecast offices, using the subcode, the new first digit of the SAME code, breaking down their counties. It's going on in several offices, mostly in the central region and out in one office out in the western region. But that's going to be developed for the next few years as a stopgap moving towards that GPS device. And again, moving polygons, warning-based decision-making. That's where this is all going with the Weather Service. This is what they told us in Norman last week. And this is something that will be interesting to those of you that work in television, showing a polygon. How are you going to deal with a polygon that's updating and moving every minute? It's going to be neat technology when it is unveiled, and they told me 3 to 5 years before they think it'll be implemented. But a moving polygonal warning will be it'll be the next paradigm in polygons.
NOAA weather radio is one thing that U.S. broadcasters can promote in order to help promote the Weather Ready Nation initiative. Some other things that the National Weather Service could use your assistance on is promoting turnaround, don't drown. When thunder roars, go indoors. And beat the heat, check the back seat, which has dramatically reduced the number of deaths of hyperthermia by kids left in cars. So there are several things involved in this Weather Ready Nation that you can get involved with that not only strengthen your connection to your local emergency managers and National Weather Service, but really strengthen your connection to your viewers and letting them know that you care about the whole ballpark and the whole big picture of weather safety and weather preparation.
We appreciate all of you. We have a booth here. We'll be here. You can come by and talk to us. If you need a weather radio to take back to your station, we've got 8 or 9 of them still left. We can give you one. Take back. This new weather radio we have has all the SAME codes for Canada and the U.S. built into it. So all you do is go country, state, county, or municipality, or parish. It locks onto it, self-programs, and it allows you to deselect anything you do not want to be warned for. This new Midland WR 120EZ has some software in it that if someone walks in and says, I just want to be warned for tornadoes, you just turn off all the defaults and hand it back to them. Because you can't turn off a tornado warning on a weather radio, but you can turn off everything else. We appreciate you listening to us for a few minutes. And again, we're the Bruces from Midland, and we appreciate all that you do warning Americans. Thank you.
Thank you.